I'm starting. Okay. Thank you so much, Torah Anytime. I'm on. Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, thank you. Kav Hashkocha Pratius, thank you. And Kol Lashon, thank you. Now, Sechas Beis HaSheva. I just spoke to a friend of mine who is a son of a very famous Navarra guy. He is the son of Rabbi Yisrael Maya, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. At his Levaya, he said, no, it's paid them. Just talk about the importance of Musa. That's what I want for my husband. And he told his children, don't learn Mishnayos. Learn Madregas Adam. Rabbi Shol Maya, Dr. Burstein, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, one of the biggest tzaddikim America ever produced. Dr. Burstein went into Friday night, a lonely Beis Medrash, nobody was there, and by the Amid, there was a man learning by a small light, that was Yisrael Maya, and he says, you see that yid, the tzaddik. Dr. Burstein did not just talk so easily. By the way, talking of Dr. Burstein, he delivered me. Dr. Burstein, says the tzaddik lebracha. Make it louder. I'm going to take care of the emergency. What's the matter? Okay. Make it louder. I can't. I'm going with my foot on the floor. So leave it. You hear the music? Have a mind. Gersh and Malay, you have a gun to the floor. You want to open the door? Open the door, please. I want that music blasting. No, upstairs. Go upstairs and open the door wide. Yeah, my wife's leaving. Open the music. Anyway. Leave the music on. Now. Come inside. Make yourself at home. Every minute a person's alive. It's Gan Eden Atachten. A Yid has to dance that he's alive. Being alive is kodesh because it's such a simcha. Zochein alachayim. People are into that. I just spoke to a big tzaddik, Rav Simcha Bunim. Every minute of life, nobody, it's not interesting. I'm alive. And he's alive, and she's alive. Every minute is Gan Eden Atachten, to be alive. Anyway, so Rabbi Shol Maya, Dr. Burstein, was once in a Beis Medrash, and he overheard somebody was complaining, somebody was too Zionistic, and too this and too that. He took his two children, and he took that by the two hands, and they walked out of shul. No machlokes. How thankful a person has to be. Machlokes. People that have machlokes because they think they're here forever. They think, say, yeah, you can afford that stuff. Machlokes. Anyway, Rabbi Shlomo Maya and his children, their perception, he used to put on a lot of schach. And usually, it did not rain in his sukkah. Rabbi Shaul Maya's sukkah, it did not rain. And rarely, if it ever did, and he had to leave, he walked out slow like there was no rain. Everybody ran out of a rainy sukkah, and he was on benching. And he bent slowly. I watched him once. The menucha of a Navardiga, just like Kelm. Menucha, Slabotko, they all have menucha. Not for the dirt, but we're getting there. Yet Hashem, I'm going to revive the concept of menucha. It's not an easy one for an American guy. A menucha, what's that? You know that in a Shana Rabbah, You know, watch, and all the big yeshivas, a friend of mine reported, when they get, Nebesh mi baholo, you know, that part, everyone screams, Bekaram, they all relate to the problem. That, you know, Shana Rabbah, that from Behilus, everyone's into Behilus, everyone's running and jumping, and the people don't have Menucha. Menucha is a big thing. They put a lot of kirchas into this, into Menucha. You feel the Abish to every second of your life. You have Menucha. You're in a different world. Anyway, so they never, now, my own experience, I had a very, very traumatic experience today. My wife told me that I was going to learn. First of all, I'm going to tell you something about when I went to learn. I took a Gemara along. I took a of course, I took my Musa Sfarim. I took a Gemara along, and then I come into the sukkah there. It's a block down my house. There's a Beis Medrash for the sukkah. I went inside the sukkah, and there's some guys all got up. They were leaving. And they're my friends. I says, you know, I only learn Musa. That's all I know about. Don't give me this. I learn Musa. You do what you want. I'm not telling you what to change. All I do is Musa. That's me. I'm always learning Musa. I am taking a Blat Gemara. I take it as a form of Musa. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's a form of Musa. To me, a Blat Gemara is needed for my sanity, for my belief in Hashem, for my midas. But it's Musa. It's Musa. I'm different. I don't just learn. Now, I don't tell that to kids. Kids shouldn't be bothered with this stuff. Kids have to learn. Don't give me this Musa business. It's not always so good for you. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. There's a big machlokes, Rav Leib Chassman. He was in Telz for a short while and he had to leave. He was at Kelma. And the Telz of Bachram did not do well with him. One of the things was that he made younger kids learn Musa, which no yeshivas did. Another thing was he was machshiv, a from Musa type, more than a Lamdan type. Did you hear that? He was Rav Shalom Shadron's Rebbe. He was called the Ilui of Musa. Somebody once got up and he said, they asked him to, somebody was speaking about, he was speaking in public. A chashav yid. And he said, the shaila was, who's going to speak first? This guy gets up, I'll speak first. Because to me, COVID is nothing. I'm already past that stage. Sure, Leib Chasma was in the crowd. He jumps up and he yells at him, oh no, you don't tell me you're past that stage. You're in that stage until the grave. And the Vardy used to say, from Vigala, Bizin Gribala. Means from the time that they're pushing you in the carriage until they're burying you. COVID is dominating your life. Don't give me to say you're past that stage. He told us in public. He was called the Ilya Musa. He was Lebedev. You know what he once did? When the Arabs were making a shechita, he was there. In Chevron. And there was an Arab running after a Yid with an axe. And he was going to kill him. And they were petrified. They were locked in a private. They were locked in a door. Him and a few other Yid in there. And they were horrified. The Arab might just, they'll find them. But Blaib Chasman was not scared. He opened the door and he let the guy come in and the Arab never noticed. It was a nest. He was a tzaddik, Blaib Chasman. He was the successor of the Alter from Slobodka. He once came to Slobodka. You know what he did? He had the Vardig tendencies big time. He came into Slobodka. And they were Mechabedim because he was one of the greatest Bal Musa, Talmud Chacham, he was from the biggest Alta Kelmas. He was Rav Shalom Shadron's Rebbe. He wasn't Pashit. He has three volumes, Ur Yohel, that Rav Shalom Shadron put out. Shlomo Shadron was always quoting him. He was his big, you know, everything. And he was the successor in Hebron. He was the Mashgiach. So once they, so he opened the, they're Mechaberim. So the whole Yeshiva Slavonki came out. Reb Moshe Malchut, the entire staff came out to be Mechaber Bleib Chasman with a speech. He was passing by, whatever. He got up. You know what he said? You think Slobodka means it? You guys a big shot, Slobodka? You guys got a lot of work. He ranked out the whole Shita right there. He was a Kelma. He wiped the floor with them right there in front of the altar. And the altar, and Mamashi had no, he couldn't care less. He let them have it. Now, the Vardigas were known to do these type of things. I saw them do it. I don't do that stuff. To get up in public and go against what everybody likes. No way. I'm not pulling that one. But he did it. He let, now exactly what he said. And he said, you're the Sheirish of Torah and you have responsibility and you're not doing it. I don't know. Through us, I must say, Chelik Gimel, you'll see it. Or maybe Chelik Dalet, whatever. Yeah, the whole story is there. But he ranked them out. That was Clark. And he did a job with no Rachmanis. There are 300, 400 Bachrim sitting there, the biggest yeshiva around those days. And all the yeshivas, the Mechaberim, covered Malachim. And he comes in and ranks them all out. And right in front of the altar himself. Rav Moshe Malchut was there, Mr. Zalman, maybe I'm not sure, who was on the staff over there. And he, Rabbi Isaac Sher with Rav Grudzinski, he's the Rabar, and you know, Slobodka, Slobodka was a joke. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Ruderman, Rabbi Hutner, this is Slobodka, you know. Imagine what. And he goes and ranks them all out. You guys are nothing. Goodbye. When he got finished, the top guys of Slobodka surrounded him and they let him have it. What do you think you're doing here? And he left them all in the face. Didn't mean a thing to him. You know what he once said, if I'm not mistaken, he said when they throw things at him, the stones that they throw at him for his being controversial type of person, he picks them up and he adorns himself with those stones. They're his medals that he puts all over the place. He likes it. And you realize he had to leave Tells. He was kicked. He was a mashgiach in Tells. And three things they didn't like about him. He was tough. The two things that I'm mentioning is making younger guys learn Musa, number one. And number two, he was machshav about Musa more than a lamdan. Anyway, he wrote a letter years later to the Alderman Slobodka. Alderman Slobodka had left Slobodka and he went to Hebron. The whole yeshiva, I mean, the lion's share of the yeshiva, Rav Hutner included, went to Slobodka, the top Hebron. And they went all the way to Hebron. And the altar left. He left Slobodka to go to Hebron. And they came to Hebron. And he gets a letter. The altar of Slobodka gets a letter from Leib Chasman. Can you please get me a job? I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. I'm willing to be a Shamus. As soon as he heard it, he said, you're coming right here. Come right here to Hebron. Came to Hebron, he says, you are going to be my Malam Malkam. The altar was a Zuckin. He was old. And he said, Rebbe, you are taking over my job. And he did. And first he was Machanachim. He says, you got to do this, that. He taught him a couple of tricks, what a Mashkiach is all about. And Rebbe took him over. And they say, that time that he was ranking out the Sheet of Slobodka was when the altar made his decision. That man is what we're looking for. You imagine, this reminds me of David HaMelech when he saw Shimon ben Gera cursing him out, curse out a king. He decided, in my pshat, he became the tutor of Shlomo HaMelech. You know that. He became the tutor of Shlomo HaMelech. Shimon ben Gera became the tutor of Shlomo HaMelech. And so I wonder, how does David take the man who was Chayim Misa for cursing him in public, he should be the tutor of his crown prince. Saitaina, because he saw he had such chutzpah to yell at a king in public, so he said, that person is the man that I want to take over. Why? I'll tell you why. Because a Ben Melech is usually spoiled. Nobody tells him what to do because he knows tomorrow he's becoming the Melech. And he's going to take Nekama if you be too tough with him. So when he took one look at the way, that's my pshat, at the way Leib Chassman was throwing rocks at him and David, and he had no fear, he said, this is the man that I want to take over my job. He had no fear. And to take over, to be Mechanach, my son. And he had him right there. So you see, they went without negius. They went with whatever's good for the matzah. They didn't care. People were without negius. Anyway, I got together with one of the biggest rabbonim in America recently. One of the famous, now I'm not going to say his name until I get his permission. I don't do things without permission. But he told me like this, one of the biggest rabbonim in Gantz America, from the top 2-3, like he's very big. He told me that when he gets in a bad mood, he turns on me. He turns on Torah anytime. That's the first thing he told me. In public, he told this to me. And then he told me, and by the way, this Rav is Gavaldi. He speaks, he has thousands listening to him. He's Meiridik. I mean, he could have thousands. He has plenty. He has plenty. Anyway, he says, he's funny also. That's why people like him. He's a tzaddik. I relate to him very, very much. Probably more than any rabbi in America. I feel very comfortable with him because he hates kavod with a passion. He's my cup of tea, big time. Very, as close to Navardic as I can get. You know, he's from the most. Anyway, so he told me that, I'm funnier than he is. He told me that. And I was so, you know, I felt like $1 million to hear that. Funnier than he is. And I told him, I think you're funnier than me. And he said, no, you're funnier than me. It's not true. And we got into a big fight. I'm working on not having machlekes. Got into a big fight, Solomon. That's what I do in my time, busy fighting with the Rav. Who's funnier? Imagine. What is this world coming to? Anyway. Daf lachem. You have to laugh at Solomon. You have to laugh at the world. You have to laugh at the fact that you do Averis. You have to laugh at these things. So you do Averis. Don't talk about them. You don't talk about them, Rosh Hashanah. Keep away. You know how much Averis are circulating in your head all day long and ruining you? What are you so happy for? You know, just through Yom HaDin, these Jews are interesting people. You know what Reb Nosson said? I was a mechaven to him. Reb Nosson Vachfeigel Zatzal said that the more you believe in that Ramah that says that you believe you lost all your sins, the more you believe in that Ramah, the more you actually do lose your sins. And I said the same thing. I was mechaven to him. And therefore, the whole sukkah is the more happy you are, the more happy you are in sukkah, the more you're showing that you believe that you lost your sins. So you better be happy. So now everybody's getting stressed, as usual. And they're saying, but I wasn't happy. I'm not going to lose my sins. I know the mentality. So I say, the anus can come. You're fine. I'm going to tell you something about an esrig. And tell you my pshat about an esrig. about a year in my latest Mephis. You must hear my latest Mephis. It's not normal. My Mephis are skyrocketing. And my latest Mephis, I got a phone call. A younger man needs a hip replacement. A young man, a hip replacement. Hashem Yerachem. So they call me up. The family is going to Meshuggah. This story is like, in days it was over. I said, no hip replacement. That's all I said. Not necessary. A few days later, they went to the hospital. The doctor takes a look at the guy. And he says, you know, you don't need a hip replacement. He put in a little nothing in there, and the guy's fine. That's one of my latest mifes. I had another mifes where, maybe I mentioned it. You heard the mifes about 1,400 dollars that I got? I didn't mention that mifes. I mentioned it? You heard the mifes already, yeah? Yeah, you heard it, yeah? Okay. I'm not going to repeat my mifes. What? You didn't hear it? Okay, here goes. Here goes. Listen to this one. This mic was a good night. I have so many mics in there, I don't remember. Half of them go over my head. These stuck, whatever. By the way, people never told me that I did a mic. For years, for months and months, I used to give brachas. I never knew what happened. Until one day I davened. I says, Hashem, they never call me. I want to know what happened. How are they feeling? What are they doing? That day, I got 4 phone calls, 2 from Israel, just to call me to say thank you. And from that day on, I'm always getting these type of calls. Imagine what tefillah does. You kvetch, you all just ask and watch. Anyway, so what happened? Now, I owed $3,000. There are 2 places that make my betachon weekly. And I owe, the place that I take the main responsibility for, I owe $3,000. Whenever I get to that number, I tell the Eibishter, it's time to quit. I can't handle this. Too much for me. So, if there are 1,000, and now it's 3,000, and I keep saying, Hashem, I'm gonna quit, and Hashem says, go quit. You know, Hashem wasn't helping me. And I was upset. And Goku, you know, you don't like my stuff anyway. I want to continue, but talking weeklies. And nothing's happening week after week. And the guy that comes, new Mandel, and he's on my case. Where's the money? You always end up with the money somehow. No one knows how you get it. And I'm in action. And I said, I will not ask anybody. I will not ask nobody. I only go to Hashem. That's the only one I go to. I will not ask anybody. And I'm an auction. I don't care. So, and I kept doing that, even though I was tempted. Some people I know have money. You know how to do chalamay, by the way? My favorite pastime. I just did it yesterday on Yom Tov. My favorite pastime is to smash all the idols in Klal Yisrael. You know what Avraham Avinu did? Some people say I'm a Gilgal of Avraham Avinu. You know, Avraham was busy smashing idols all day. Avraham Avinu was the first Navardiga. Navardigas love him because the whole world was in one direction. He was the other day. He didn't care what anybody thought. But he was busy smashing idols. I do that too. Where are my idols? When I see rich people, that's an idol. I'm scared of them. Go ask him for $1,000. Ah. And anyway, I went to, I started going around on Yom Tov, because I'll tell you why. I would like to have a bachur at my house, or at least one bachur, a few, but like, want to invite people for Yom Tov, but I can't. I got a bunch of girl at 8 o'clock, and I can't do it. And it says that the Ushbiz isn't coming. They see that there's nobody there, right? They see there's no guests. They leave. So I says, if I can't have a guest, let me collect money for Aniyim. That'll be in place of a guest. A guest means, you know, a guest doesn't mean socializing. A guest means someone who needs a meal to be mahana somebody. So I want to give people meals. So my son is a Gabbai Tzedakah in Kiryat Sefer, and there are people there without meat for Yom Tov. By the way, I'm making an appeal right here. You can all give me money. I accept thousands. You know, I went over to Gvirim, Dafka. I went to anybody. I take from anybody. But I went to big buck guys who I know are harassed. I have rachmanis on them. And I didn't care. And I says, I'm making money. You know how much money I make? I make $10,000 already. Like a joke. I just won one after another. Can I have 1,000? Yep. Can I have 2,000? Yep. You know, I got money like nothing. How about 500? A deal. Somebody right now in the middle is about, he's going to leave it in my mailbox, or he's going to come into the vat with money. Now, I do that. You think, today, I went to another gvir, and I went there not for so much for the money. I went just to break my fear of people. It's avodah zarah. The whole, every Yom Tov is emunah. How can I live with myself if I'm going to spend my life afraid of him, and afraid of this one, and afraid of that one? I can't do with that. So my favorite Simchas Yom Tov is, everybody has his own thing. You know, Gemara says, I'm not Shembreya. For men, you got to give meat and wine. Ladies, you got to give nice clothes. Kids, you got to give clothes. For guys, some candies, you know. Navardig is, you got to get the opportunity to go to a gvir and go ask him for $2,000. And not be afraid to do that. That's my Einig Yom Tov. I love it. Break my fear of people. One after another. I don't want one left. That scary guy. Uh-oh. What if, someone just came to him yesterday. He's going to get angry at me. Uh-oh. Did I speak it light? Did I say it good? Hey, was macht ihr? Did I say it good? Did I not say it good? You know, is he going to like me? Is he going to think I'm a kook? I'm one of those guys collect money. I Dafka went over. And I got my $10,000 at least. I can make mom surprise, whatever it is. So that's it. Anyway, so to go against the Yetzer Hara of being afraid of people, that's number one. Where was he up to? Anybody remembers? Anybody holding cup? Before I'm always going off on tangent. What? You're pissed? Yeah, okay, whatever I was talking about. Anyway, the Mipus. Yeah, middle of my Mipus. Reb Zev, you come in handy, Shenemel. See, Reb Zev remembers. Reb Zev is a matan in a shemayim. I was davening for someone to help me out. I said, I can't do everything myself. 2 weeks later, Reb Zev opens the hotline. The hotline's mine, said Reb Zev. You want to know something? I had to go to a Suda Sedan tonight. I'm a chudin, a big tzaddik, David Wolpen. He was sick, Nebuch, and he's all better. So I hung around as long as I could. He was detained by the traffic. You know, and we met somewhere in Lakewood, and the sponsor, everybody came. So what did I do? First, I said, I made a bezin that he's going to be completely better. And then I told him, then we danced. I made a rakita. Then he says, go tell him I'm going to miss him. Tell him that he's better. I take credit. It was all my tefillos. That's official. I'm the guy that made you better. I said, why not? I hold everybody to say, I'm the guy. That way you'll stay. You can also do that. I'm not mocked, but I was the one. And give him that message. Anyway, then I came in. So where am I up to? So I need it. So I'm collecting for the talk. I need money to talk weekly, which I don't collect for. This I would collect just to break with the gvirim, but otherwise, for the talk weekly, I'm brisk. You know, I officially have adopted. I'm brisk in America, at least in this area. Maybe in figuring out a Rambam, there's other people. They got guys that do that part of brisk, or maybe some Hidurim and the Esri. I don't know what. There's different type of brisks, but in the money area, in the Batachan area, I've decided I'm gonna let go of Navardig over here, and I'm gonna be brisk. Besides, Navardig is like brisk. We've been seeing Brooke like this thing about brisk. And I love it because I'm lazy anyway. He wants to go around knocking on doors. I don't know if I knocked on one door for the Talking Weekly ever. It's just going on for years. Never. I need money. Hashem, I need money. And there it comes. They come. I got $1,000 there. Anyway, so this time I wasn't getting any money. And I finally decided, Hashem doesn't care. He doesn't want me to continue my Talking Weeklies. I was getting nervous. I would not blame it on a sin. Did you hear that? Never! A Baal B'tochen does not blame things on sins. When something goes wrong, don't give me the sin business. Afilu Rasha b'itea b'Hashem chesed yisei b'venu. The worst Rasha has no shaychus. I never do that stuff. I want to do tshuva. That's a different point. Boy, do I want to do tshuva. That's a different... What? If you did something wrong, why did something go wrong? I'm being tested for my b'tochen. Ad kan. And you, if you persevere, Hashem helps you, which is exactly what happened. I needed 3,000 something. I got money here, but I'm still short 1,200. The guy said, Mandel, you still didn't, you know. So that day, I get a phone call from a man whose friend was deathly ill. He got a masla. And he calls me up and he tells me, Rabbi Mandel, I still didn't get the guy's name. Rabbi Mandel, my friend is deathly ill with Yana Masla. I'm giving you $1,400. And he gave me, I said, just slip it straight to the guy. He said, $1,400. The kid said, I got $1,000 for you. I got you $1,000, no? Anyway, I got some more money upstairs. Take care of you. Okay, anyway, come and jump it. We got to take care of it. Reb Simcha Lang is the number one man. His stuff is world famous. He does such a job. Put my picture all over the place. I want to thank you for all the cover you gave me. And the Asagas, please, I give about 20,000. How much did you put there? Big bucks. He's teaching, he's Bechanas B'Yolim, how much money to give. He's very good at it, Reb Simcha. Anyway. So, come inside. Enjoy. It's Cholamai. We're here to dance our heads off. You wait. Anyway, we're getting there. Let me finish talking my hair up a little bit. Anyway, let me finish. It's Einachinami. We'll dance. Let me just finish my story. So the story goes like this. So the guy, he says, this person is going to, this person is mamish out. Here's the money, but there's really not much to talk about. Wow. That wasn't easy for me to swallow. You know, and I got off the phone. I says, Rabbeinu Shalom, the guy gives me $1,400. I'm so happy. I'm paying the guy. Now I paid. I said, now you owe me money. You know, because he slipped in whatever, you know. Now give me, I'm ahead of the game. I only needed 12 and I got 14. Anyway, whatever. So the guy said, the guy's saying, and I daven like anything. I says, Hashem. You can't do this to me. The guys give me this kind of money, and the guys and his friend's gonna die. I can't. Hashem, please do something. This is special. Yeah, you gotta help. Now he calls me 3 days later. His son, his friend, suddenly jumped out of bed. Couldn't talk. He couldn't walk. He wanted to go to the kever of a big tzaddik. Jumps out of bed, but he's half dead. It was over. Jumps out of bed. He's talking. He's walking. He's a new person. A few days later, he calls me up. I mean, right after my brush, there was a major turnaround. That's my latest mifus. You got it? Make sure that all the number six, everyone is about my mifus. I want to be more and more famous. I want more covered. On the new year, I'm expecting much more covered than last year. I mean, new year. I'm the official raid of covered hador. Official. But nobody runs if they're covered the way I do. And I am one of the biggest tzarech ians on Chazal, who say, in my case, it doesn't work. In my case, I get it, and I get more, and more, and more, and I run more, and I get, Hashem gives me covered. He treats me like a king. I feel like $1,000,000. Look, I have so many people on such a rainy day. Everybody, even the kids are coming from all over. My best friends are coming. Daddy, see the cutest kids on Lakewood have decided to park them over there. And the nicest kids, look how nice they sit. And Jack is still, Town Branch is here, smeared up. No, the other one wants to dance? I'm all for it. Let's dance. Hayah Shameya Ben Samah. Jesus, Amen. Give me the spirit up. Hey, Tomorrow I want to be in all the newspapers. To be honest, first of all, out of the sukkah, I just can't do it. I mean, I don't care if it's raining. You know what I did today? I went to learn, and I came to have a sukkah in Beis Medrash. I come inside, and the guys were about to leave because it was raining. I said, what? Raining? It's not raining. And I made a rakita. It stopped raining. As soon as I made my rakita, it stopped raining. And my wife is all worried. You have to bring in the bed. Wow, bring in the bed. It's going to rain. Who says? It's not going to rain. I say it's not raining. Goodbye. That's what I told my wife. And so what happened? I go to learn with my Gemara. I didn't take my car there. Just in case it rains. What just in case? It's not raining. Don't bother me. And I took all my Sfarim. I had Saya Gemara, Saya Musa. Sometimes I learn too, by the way. Sometimes I learn Gemara, you know. This is one of those times. The covered yomtiv. It's my simplest yomtiv. Open a black Gemara. Have some. Enjoy yourself a little bit. You have enough Musa. I would tell the Yoelim a different mahalach. You learn plenty of black Gemara. Now take along Musa safe, you know. The covered yomtiv. You need a change. So anyway, my change is Gemara. Gemara. Well, it's not that much of a change. Anyway. So, I'm having a ball, and I'm sitting there, and it starts raining. I say, Rabbeinu Shalom. And my wife told me, she warned me, what's the telephone number? I want to call you. As soon as it rains, you should come right home. And I didn't take the car, and I left the bed with Sfarim on the table, and I took Sfarim in the street. And I said, it's not going to rain. It is raining. And then suddenly it stops. Oh, you see that? My betachon works. A few minutes later, coming down again. It shouldn't rain. It kept raining. Avishta, something's not right around here. How come it's raining? And it rained. And it rained. And it rained. And I says, this is not Lamaisa. I'm not used to this. Now that's true. I'm mamish not used to it. Usually I ask and I get. All kidding aside. You know how many times I'm right? Usually I'm right. I can do this not only sukkahs. You walk in the street, the famous story of the mashgiach. They took an umbrella. He said, no, rain, please. We don't want no rain now. And it stopped raining. Now that stuff, I don't consider that such a difficult thing to do. There's an avada yeshiva, the kids, when they play ball and it starts raining, they daven and no more rain. What's the problem? What? Why not? Seven bracha? It says not a seven bracha, not today.
No, but when they're playing whatever.
Seven bracha? It's a seven, you're going to lose the game. Yeah. It's a seven, no more fun. Anyway, but the thing is, so I do these things regularly. I was talking in a state of shock that it actually, But I tied it like this. As I came in, I said, this is a gewaltige gezach. The whole sukkah is gedai. That one yid should harv on betochen, that he's not in the spall from the rain. The whole sukkah is gedai for me. A tzaddik like me. I do call myself a tzaddik, by the way. That's Daki Bakadish. I'm not one of those, you know. I call myself a tzaddik. It's no problem. It's before Zechazal. I'll be Rosh if they ask me. No? Anyway. So, that was the Maisa. Oh, Hashem, there's no Yom Tov like Sukkot. Chaperayin is delicious. Daven your heads off. Sit alone with you. You know what a schus you have now? I wish I could be in the Sukkah now. That wishing you could be in the Sukkah is worth 10 Sukkahs. It's worth everything. To going out with the pain of every drop that comes on you and you wish you'd be there. I have a famous Hasidic Shemites. I love it. Me and the Hasids get along well. The Hasidic groups. You know them. I come from them. It's in my genes. A famous Rebbe. It was started pouring in the sukkah. And until everyone ran out, it was a marble. And it went up to his neck. And then he said, "Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabez zahave. A lot of water cannot put out the fire. I love you, holy sukkah." Soon as he said that, the rain disappeared. I like that story. I relate to that. And I don't want to say in public how many of my mice, that I'm not going to say, you know, how much I am like, no, it's not true. I wasn't that tzaddik. No. I wasn't the one that said that thing. It was someone else. Grada was someone else. But I relate to that whole mahalach. I love it. You know, how can you leave a sukkah? It's so delicious. Sukkah. A lulav. I can't put down the lulav. I hold on to the lulav till the end of davening. I can't. I mean, I hold on as long as, you know, if it looks a little strange, I don't mind. So today I was holding it overtime. Have a happy holiday, Rabbi. Rabbi Golombek, it's a pleasure to have you. You're giving me so much covet. Everybody says, "Oh, Mandel, I know. You're from Golombek. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're that Mandel." You know, people, they see me. You know how many times lately I was giving out, talking with you. Someone looks at me. Who's that? I says, "I'm the guy." Yeah. Are you the one from number 6? Are you that Rabbi Mandel? Yes. From Rabbi Golombek's, yes. Oh, so they look at me like who knows what. You know, I wanted to tell them, "I'm just boss of a Duggan." What are you getting so excited over? Because I'm this, I'm in the, like this guy, the famous guy here in Lakewood comes over to me and tells me, "Mandel, I'm going to give you some musa now. I'm going to give you some musa. Hope you don't mind, but I'm going to let you have it. You want to hear? Okay. You sure you want to hear?" No. He repeated it 10 times. "You sure you want to hear?" Yeah. Let's hear it already. What's this guy got to say? And he calls me out of the shul. He's a famous person in Lakewood. You know, very hush of a person. Brings me outside and he says, "Now look, you're already very famous. Everybody knows about you. Thanks to the hotline. Everybody knows you." That I threw in for you. "Thanks to the hotline. Thanks to this. Thanks to that. You made it in the Yated." That he said. That he did, Taka say. "And you made it in the Yated. And they saw you here. They saw you there. You're ready to a different ball game. You can't do what you want anymore. You're being watched. People see you. You're an example for the public." He get it. I got to Drasha. And he says, "Now I'm going to tell you. I told the same Musa to somebody. I'm not going to say who it was. Who I would call the Rashka Bahak. Rather. He's friendly with that person. I gave him the same message I got to tell to you." And then he told me something. I'm not repeating what he told me. And that was the end. So I met him yesterday. And I went over to him. I says, "Remember that time you gave me that musa?" He says, yeah. I says, "It was great. The only thing I remembered was all the hakdamas." That's all I remember. All I remember is you're already this and you're already that part I stuck. You know, I got another story that happened. A younger manchi comes in to me. What? Yeah, I keep out. Who's interested in criticism? I don't believe it anyway. Yes, I'm fine. I'm going to get involved in details. The main thing I heard, that I'm a great guy. This guy comes over to me the other day. He says, "Rabbi Mandel, they're telling you, this guy's a real critical guy. He's an angel, a of a famous, he's from the big names. Amolge Litvish Hever. He comes over to me, he tells me, Rabbi Mendel, he says, people are saying about you that Lakewood has a Baal Moifus in Stutt. Lakewood has a Baal Moifus, and that's you. Well, I want to tell you something. It's not you. It's the Eibishter. So I says, that's very nice to hear that. And I walked away from him with the same feeling. I heard the first part. That was good. I'm agreeing that the second part, rather, that's something else. But the main thing is, so I'm a Baal Moifus. You have to let it come inside, make yourself at home. You have to let the negative kick in. I'm negative enough. I need to get more negative stuff in my system. I give myself plenty of muscle all day long. I don't need that stuff. I don't listen to negative stuff unless there's a tachlis. Usually, that's me. I hold, there's a big tzarech in. That's how it said, that the more you have, I was a mechamen to him, the more you believe in that Yom Kippur washed away all your sins, the more you lost all your sins. You know what Moshe Panshi said? He pointed to a 20-story building and he says, jumping from that building is not as bad as the smallest sin. You know what a sin is? Sins are sins, losing sins. You lost all your sins on Yom Kippur, you gotta dance your head off. You know what that is? So, if you're happy that you lost your sins, then you're taka lost it, says the Ramah. If you're not happy that you lost your sins, you didn't lose your sins. So I tie that the more happy you're on Sukkot, the more you're losing your sins. So I saw afterwards, Rav Nosson says the same thing. If you're happy in Yom Kippur, the more happy you are, the more you're losing sins. Imagine, so the whole Sukkot, knock! You gotta be happy like crazy, old Sukkot. Now I want to add something. If you're not so happy, don't worry about it. Now, they're all going to get stressed out. I know the mentality. I wasn't happy. Uh-oh. I didn't lose my sins. Uh-oh. I did. You want to lose? That's why you have an esrig. And what's this esrig such a big shot? I have 15 esrigim hanging in my sukkah. Why did I put them up for? 15. I don't know why I hit 15. Sure, I'm honest. I don't know. But I put them 50 hung. I love an esrig. Everyone's crazy. The esrig is a big shot. Why is he such a big shot? I'll tell you why. Because the esrig is the heart. The lulav is the shedra, is the right, the backbone. The eyes are the aravis. The eyes are the adasim, and then the aravis is the mouth. So the esrig is the, the heart. The arachmana liba boy. Eibishter wants your heart. I wanted to be in the sukkah, even though I'm not. I'm going to get the same schar and even more because of the pain that I have that I'm not in the sukkah. Hashem wants the heart. You want to be a simcha? You can't. Because there's so many things you got to do. 613 mitzvahs. You're learning the way you should. You're dominating, you go with sugar. To be an Orthodox Jew, especially a Ben Taira, that is the outside of a friend of mine. His name was Blackstein. Hold on, listen to your name. He once made a chedim for me. He told me, should be a schuss for his heilig and Hashem. He said that the best thing you can do in your life is be a guy that's in Lakewood where everyone's outdoing you and you wish you could be like them. Yeah, he told me a cheshbonus. That people want, they want, they want. That's everything. Now, why is the esrog a funny fruit? How come there's so little juice and there's so much rind? What do you need it for the whole? There's nothing in there almost. There's not a lemon. Makes sense. The whole thing. It's a bunch of, it's the meat that's all over the place. But an esrog is a mashahu. The most main thing is the protection. So first shot, simple shot is because it's the Yom Tov protection. It's schach. So here also protection because you just lost all your sins. You want to protect yourself from that. I say the main protection is protection from the Yetzer Hara. Protection of a virus. Well, more of that stuff just lost everything. So this is a sim, whatever. You're sitting in the sukkah, it's a simon type, you should lose. You shouldn't get more sins over Yom Tov, or over the year. You should be protected, David, for Yisraelinu, Sukkot, Shleim, Machos, save us from sin, save us from diseases, Chas V'Shalom, save us from all bad things in the world. Anyway, so I want to time out, yeah. So that's the pshat. That's why there's so little stuff inside the esrog. And Rahmana Liba, boy, there's so many things that we want to do that's not happening. And as long as we wanted to do it, as long as you wanted to do it, a different world, it's such a hard job to learn how to be happy that you wanted to. And I'll tell you another thing. If you're happy with someone else's esrig, you have a choice when you see a gorgeous esrig. You can have kinna, then you blew it. Or you could be happy. If you're happy, then it's as if you had a zestrig. I told the Rav Schlesinger, he said it's teres emes. My raya is, my famous raya, the Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says that, what does Rashi say? What? Harashvi, right. Harashvi. They got the same punishment. The Bechor of Yishvi, a captured person, got the same punishment. He lost his son. He didn't do anything. He was happy with the tzaras that we had. So you see, if you're happy with the tzaras, you get the same punishment. If you're happy with someone else's goodness, you get the same schar. You walk into a lake when you see thousands of them, you're happy with all of them, it's all yours. You see every day. Chidush Rim, I said this once for Rabbah. The Chidush guy got up and he said, the Chidush Rim said the same thing. When you see other people dominating, instead of being jealous, be happy. Nasim Hussein will be happy. So you get his davening and his davening. Be happy with other people's stuff. We're all in this together. Achdus. Achdus. It's a yomtov of Achdus. You know, when you have a lulav and esrig, they're all bound together. You have to be bound together. You know what you got to do? You can't look down at other people. That arava is part of the group. You can't look up and look at them like this. If you're the arava, so they need you. And If you're the estrig, you need the estrig. Everybody needs each other. You can't look down. It's a yomtiv. The real simcha is when everyone's equal. You know, when there's a certain chassidus, I'm not going to say the name, that I have tremendous admiration for. And my olam is very similar. We and in my shul, everybody feels so at home. Nobody feels dancing with him. People caste system. You know, in India. I don't know if they still have it, a caste system. That means certain people don't have to do it other people. I'm higher than you are. You're one of those. I'm one of these. And Sukkis, oh no. Everyone together. You gotta get them all together or else it's no good. You're not Yaitse. People have to feel we're all the same. Don't look down at anybody. He's better than you. And don't look up at anybody. You're better than him. You know who's good. Nobody knows anything. Don't look up. Don't look down. You're master of everybody. And if you're looking up too much to people, so join me and we'll do Pratim. I will go over to all the rich people on Sukkot and say, give me 5,000, please. What's your name again? I once went over to a Gvir. A friend of mine, one of the people on my, who was one of my chassidim, wanted to make a new shul for $1 million. And he's pushing me to do it. He says, that beer over there, he's got the money, go ask him. I never saw the guy in my life. Navardig. Oh, you're right. Navardig. Okay, I'm going over. So I went over to him. It was at a bar mitzvah here in Lakewood. I went over to him. Shalom Aleichem. My name is Yehuda Mendel. And we're building a new building. Can I have $1 million? Can I have $1 million? He looks at me. Well, they told me, boy, they're super nice guys. So, yeah, he was very nice, polite, but I really, now, I needed for my B'tachon weeklies, I needed 3,000. So this $1 million stuff, I don't know, I wasn't into that, but one of my chassidim wants to get ambitious. You know, why not? Yeah, you got $1 million, you know, my chassid wants to build. So I figured, okay, how about 3,000? Oh, for sure. And he wrote out a 3,000 on the spot. So it was Kedai, the million to start with $1 million. He was so like relieved, there was only 3,000, that's nothing. If I would have started my Asugis, can I please have 3,000? Oh, how about 300? You know, yeah, how it goes. If you're lucky, have an $18, whatever. Anyway, David Zalhofen, there's a story with with Gvirim, talking about Gvirim. The famous story of the Alta from the Vadi. You know that Rabbi Yossi Lieberman, he says that Rabbi Yossi Lieberman says that the reason why the Ishpizin come to us in the Sukkah and they never come other times because they're there at home. When you're not kavua in this world, don't, you want to have simcha, the only way to go is don't. That's a famous Devaragi saying. You want to really enjoy this world? Don't be kavua here. It's going to kill you. Your wife, your kids, your nachas, your panusa. They're killing you. Relationships. Okay, you got to be a mensch. But all people talk about is oilam. Their brain is all oilam hazadik. That's a churban. You can't be happy like that. These all the Ushpizin were out of this world. They did not live here. Oh no. They weren't involved in this, so they didn't suffer the way people. The reason why we suffer 99.9% of the pain that we have is only because we are heavily involved in this world. My sukkah, even in mitzvahs, if Rachmana Liba Boy, you're trying, fall off. You're a great guy. See, now, like one of my famous stories about a younger man I know, that he was just a bad guy in the family. His wife used to complain that her father used to buy her mother beautiful stuff. And he went, in 1 year, he went 3 times to buy a watch. In 1 year, all 3 watches she didn't like. So he was crying to me, whatever, I can't. I says, you're much better than your father-in-law. Your father was one of these cool guys who knew what he was doing. But I believe in Fum Tairagra. Your wife still doesn't like it. The main thing is Rahman Ali Baboy. You're the good husband, not your father-in-law. Who is the sweet guy that knows that. And this guy had trouble also. He had rough edges. He had a hard time when he was younger. So he couldn't be the perfect husband. Rahman Ali Baboy, it's an estric that everyone's after. You're trying, aren't you? You're the better guy. The guy in Beis Medrash who's not able to finish the Masechta because he's not whatever and his head doesn't work after time. Rachman Ali Baba, you're even better. But no, the devil doesn't believe in Fum Tzaira Agra. They don't believe in that. They don't do not this kfira in the Fum Tzaira Agra. They're kafir in it. They don't believe in the Fum Tzaira Agra. They believe, no, Fum Agra Agra. You made it. He is the chashuva guy. He's not. What baloney? The guy who struggles. I heard this today again. I keep hearing it again and again from the biggest people I know. I heard it from Simcha Bunim. I heard it from Baruch Machzer Zrachi. I heard it from Reb in the Vardig. I heard it everywhere. You are on a low level, but you're struggling. You're way ahead of these guys on a high level who are not struggling. Did you hear that? You're much better. But even if you're lower, you're doing Averis, yes, I checked this a million times. But you're doing sins, it doesn't matter. You're struggling. You're trying, well, let's make it together. You know what I recommend? Everybody on Chayavon the Mahakbal Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Got to meet your Rebbe on Regel. And what's that all about? I say it like this. I'll tell you, Pshat. Aliyah LeRegel means you're going upwards. How do you go up? You need a Rebbe. Without a Rebbe, you need a guidance. Call people for Aitzis. My cast is to call. Make another call. For anybody, the people at Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe, any people who know Aitzis, call, make an Aliyah LeRegel. Akko Pere Rabba Beregel is the same idea as the Ayla Regel. What did they do when they went to Yerushalayim? They went for inspiration. And I say the best, the Rebbe is the place. You know, the menorah had a kana in the middle. 3 here and 3 here. The middle was Moshe. Avraham and Yaakov Yishpizim were on the menorah. And Moshe's in the middle. And they're all aiming towards him. So stay. All that line, he's higher than all of them. Because he's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So they're all You all have to look. You have to have a Rebbe, somebody to help you in Avodas Hashem. You have to get all the Rebbes, be mispala, say lecha rab. Sometimes Rabbi Miller says, it's brought down in Rishonim. Even a small person, anybody, look for Eitzis and Avodas Hashem. And then you'll be Zaycho, then you say, Shana Rabbi, give another bracha. Somebody, I just heard something, that should be nothing at all perfect, the Gesunta Zach. The whole island gives a bracha, should be 100%, no problem whatsoever. And everybody heads, each of rooks and daven your heads off sukkahs. Chaper reins and each rooks and sit in that sukkah as much as you can. And hold on to that lulav, don't let go so fast. People used to kiss the love him. And the piece is the most beloved, it's Ava. Sukkah is nothing like it. It's not simple to say, I have a big conflict with sukkahs. Honestly, he's now going to reveal something to you. As soon as Sukkot comes in, I get all stressed out. I can't deal with it. It's Zman Simchat Hasenu. I do that all year. What's this Zman Simchat Hasenu? How's that supposed to work? So I have a problem with the whole Yom Tov. More than usual, I'm always into that stuff. We try to be. I got your failure, right? And whoever the happy you are now, it spills over to the rest of the year. And by the way, you don't have to be happy. Cut it out. You have to try to be happy. That's enough. You're in. Nashpa, that's right. That's right. Now, what about the guy to see them? A whole year is from the... What about the guy that tries so hard to be the Simcha on Sukkot? Everyone's criticizing him because he looks like a morose wallflower who can't smile to save his life. What about him? He's bigger than all of them. He's going to have more sellers from Tyragra. It says, working on Simcha. Working on Simcha, that's all he wants. You work, you want it, you try. I'm a yucky. I can't even crack a joke. I can't even hop a joke. You know, my wife is funny. I have a daughter who her husband is a very chashuba person. And some people were remarking, chashuba, very chashuba guy. She was in the room. So she said, behind every successful man is an abused woman. My daughter said this. She's my type. She's an abused woman. She was kidding around. So there's some ladies in the back, some like Hungarian ladies over there. Is everything all right? You got to watch it when you crack jokes. Some people would chop. You know, I'm a spaldium, so chop my jokes. They should help. That this year should be a Simcha Tzumah. We zechan shana rabba better than ever. Amen.